The air hit my face, and it felt as though I had been reborn. There was a second chance at life that was gently caressing my face and welcoming me with sunshine. I stepped slower, falling behind my mom. She was in a rush to get out of the brisk October air while I was letting it produce goosebumps on my skin. I no longer felt numb when the cold touched me. I no longer prayed for this brisk brush of weather to help me feel something other than the warm trickle on my skin. There was something cleansing about this morning. The colors were more vibrant on the trees, while the dew on the grass created a sparkle in the air that the sun reflected off as though there were thousands of many photographers scattered throughout the grass. The night I left, there was dew in the grass as well, except the moonlight created stars on the ground rather than in the sky. I felt the air, but it was not as crisp and healthy as it was that morning. Yes, it was nighttime, and I'm sure anyone else would say that night was cooler, more crisp, and just refreshing as any other October night. But to me, it was stale, suffocating. It felt as though I had already been buried in my coffin. The stars above me watched, solemn in the fact they could no longer save me. I could no longer escape to their safety and insurance. They were no longer a guiding light in the night, but rather they had just become ordinary specks in the sky. It's hard to describe what it's like to notice that there is no life left within you, that there is no life left within your world, and everything has become bleak, old, and simply not worth living for. It's like going to sleep. That's what I had wanted, at least. I had simply wanted to fall asleep. I don't know how many pills I took just to fall asleep. Imagine you are just laying in bed. It's been a long day, and nothing is warmer than the feeling of your blankets on top of you. That feeling isn't suffocating. That feeling is like your mother's hug when she tells you she loves you. The feeling I was longing for. The feeling of a mother's hug and the thought that somebody loved you, cared about you. There was nothing glamorous about it. I had not dressed up in my prettiest outfit. I had not done my makeup to look beautiful. I did not write a letter to leave behind by my bedside for somebody to read and understand the pain. In fact, I fell asleep with my mom's sweater on. I fell asleep with a feeling of a frozen heart. I fell asleep with a tear-stained cheek and blood-stained sheets. The next morning I woke up. I had not expected to, but I was not disappointed. I saw the sunshine go through my window and felt something I had never felt before. I got up, went to the shower, and let the hot water be the only warm thing trickling down my skin today, almost as if it was cleansing me as well. When I arrived at school, I went to guidance and psychocrafts from a psychiatrist. I finally let my thoughts escape my mind. It was a feeling of renewal, like I was supposed to be alive. I was supposed to live past that night for a reason. I am an optimistic person. I believe many things now. The most important thing I believe is that everyone has a purpose in their lives. Everyone is meant to do something, even if it's just staying alive for yourself.